Simereish Chav Ches, we're at Sif Hei. The crucial Sif that we must learn before Ataras Nadarim is Sif Zayin. In order to be eligible to be a member of a Bez Din, Ataras Nadarim, you have to know the elementary rules of Pesach V'Charata, which is Sif Zayin. So we will yet get to it in Tav Shinai and Zayin, hopefully a little later today. But first, we have to learn Sif Hei, which is an interesting sif. I have to tell you, B'derech Hagdama, the source of the sif and the confusion that it involves. There is a case in the Yerushalmi which appears in two Lishaynais. The case in the Yerushalmi is where an individual assered the hanah of the city on himself. Now, there are two versions of that. Either he said he won't derive benefit from the entire, whatever city, from the whole city of Brooklyn, he won't derive benefit. Or the reverse, he said he won't benefit the city of Brooklyn or the city of whatever city. You follow? There are two versions of the Indi Rishami itself. Either he asked the hanah of the city on himself, or he asked himself on the city. And Yerushalmi says that in that case, whichever the case may be, a chacham of that city cannot be the matir. Can't be matir this neder. So before we learn it inside, let's just think through if it makes sense both ways. Okay, which way makes more sense?
The first one.
I forgot which was first, I forgot which was second.
The first one was he asked the city on himself.
The first, all right, he asked it enough from the city on himself, so why? He's having enough from the city, from the Chacham. What's wrong with that?
He can't have enough from the city.
What's wrong with that?
That was part of the
dimension. Okay. What about the reverse? When he asked it, take the other side, when he asked it that he won't benefit the city, so what's the reason? So there, he's a Gabadover. The Chacham is a Gabadover, so maybe they both make sense. What? The Chacham is a member of the city, and he'll benefit the city, and Chacham will receive benefits. He's a Gabadover. Okay. So maybe it should both be true. Or maybe none should be true. All right. Let's learn first the version that the Shulchan Aruch accepts. Osar al atzmai hanos b'nei ha'ir. The first case. He forbade himself to derive benefit from the city. Osir lahashil al nidrei lachacham mibnei oisa ha'ir. He's not allowed to be shayol by a member of that city. V'nishol v'hitaloi v'dieved hari nidrei mutter. But l'chatchila, it's not mutter to ask a member of the city to be matir his neder. And what's the reason for that? Because then he's deriving benefit from a member of the city. Okay, now before I get to my point, I just want to make sure everyone has the case of the Shulchan Aruch very clear. Okay, it's again, he said, I won't derive benefit from anyone in the city. So now the Shulchan Aruch says he can't go to a member of the city and be matir neder because he's getting enough from that chacham who's being matir neder for him. The kasha is. Well, he wants to be able to go to the park and so the kasha is, hold on a second. We said a chacham is eikel mafreya. We said baal megas gayas, a husband knocks off a neder just from now and on. But chacham yaker eiker. A chacham is eiker nidorim mafreya as if they never happened. So what's pshat? What's the problem? Let him go to a chacham. The Chacham will be matir. I is deriving benefit from the Chacham. That's not a problem. The Chacham is Eikar Lemafreya. It's like he never made the neder in the first place. And since he never made the neder in the first place, he wasn't over on anything. It seems to be a writer of Shimon. People make fun of Rav Shimon, but he fits in all over the place. Rav Shimon said, last year I mentioned Rav Shimon Shkop, says, and Rabbi Chanan in the Kavitzara Simin Chavav and Chav Zayin, he says that even though a Chacham is Eikel Mafreya, even though the Chacham uproots the Neder as if it never happened, that's only mekanah laba for any shaila from here and on. B'shaitai, until the chacham is like the neder exists. So that's very geshmak. According to Reb Shimon, it's very clear, even though Reb Shimon himself is a chiddush, that oikel mafreya is only mekanah laba. But if you learn a chacham is oikel meikara, as if it never happened, so then a person could be over a neder. He can make a neder, and if he knows, he's a kamachachem, he knows there's enough reason to be mad at neder. He knows it. So, let's say tomorrow morning he's going to go, he knows every shot will be mad at neder. So the day before, he can, if you hold it, cycle of Manish, why can't he be over? And then he knows that there's a Pesach, and the whole thing will be rendered into a neder tos, meikara. So, and but if he's Eichel Mefreya totally, then the benefit is not Osir to him.
Even though what he's doing now is Osir, it becomes Eichel Osir. Is it that way?
But he's not Osir to derive a benefit. If you hold these Eichel Mefreya Lagamri, it's a geshmack, it's very geshmack. What? No, because stealing is an Avera. Stealing is an Avera. It's an Avera, but not if you kill my friend or my friend. Yeah, you're right. But then it's Shver. Then why over here? What's the Avera? Then it should be Mutter. So it's a raya that you're not Eichel of Afreya Lagamri, but you're only Eichel of Afreya Mekanah Laba. There's never Eichel of Afreya according to this. At least not by a Pesach. Harata, we can argue.
This way is Mutter, if you think, right? We don't want you to go up. You said
you're
not your author.
It's a
raya, I think,
by care.
Well, otherwise, why?
Raya,
if I
care. It's not a raya.
Why does it work?
It works because it works. If you had a no, you had a no. What are you going to do? But you had it already. The Hatara is chal. Okay, that's what I think. I think it's a geshmak raya. But al kapanim, be that as it may, this is the din. The din that l'chatchila you can't derive benefit at all. The Taz Yud Beis, it starts on the first side, but it's all here on the second side, on the page you turn to. The Taz Yud Beis deals with both l'shaynis. The part that goes on to Shulchan Aruch is more than halfway down. I'll do the first part, which is the other case, but first, by Mashasimu Yerushalmi Vator, by the asterisk, by the star, the Nekusikes of star, in Taz Yud Beis, but halfway down. I regret. Taz Tes. Taz Ches. Taz Ches. The Shach is Yud Beis. The Taz is Ches. I apologize. Okay. Taz Ches. It's on page 48 on your copies. Right, so most of the way down, there's a, like a little star and a half parenthesis. Okay, I'll do the first half also, but the second half deals with the Shulchan Aruch. V'amaseshimu yasimu ha-yushami v'atur, osir ha-nos b'nei irai. If somebody asked himself from deriving benefit from the members of the city, on that girsa, that the only the other way is aser and this way is mutter, the Beis Yosef asked on the henamei achachem shabir. That was the Shulchan Aruch holds. No, it's aser. You having enough from the chacham of the city. Shemata layaneder. Umishumhachi ches. Umishumhachi pirish ipcha. And therefore, the Shulchan Aruch has the girsa, the opposite of the Torah, which is the way we're talking till now, Pirish Ipcha Kemuvon Bidvarav, that he said, I'm not going to derive benefit from the city. The Taz argues, this Avalu Deichik, Ein Tzarech Lekach, L'Koshamidi L'Fi Anias Daiti. The Kash is not Shreir at all. The Maishna Misim Mireish Chaf Alas of Beis. The Hanesar Loimeid Mina Oyser Halachis V'Agadis. If someone says, I'm not going to have enough on Pliny, Pliny is allowed to teach him even halachis, v'agadis, amayli yasrin alei. The idea is that he's learning, yuchalei dalimur halachis, ma'u mutter. He'll learn by him, and he'll have a shayla at home, and something's kosher, and he'll know it's kosher. Yimshuchlei hanah bedava, she'esav etchila shuwasser. Why don't we say, if you ask a hanah from somebody, you can't learn from him. It says there in Shulchan Aruch, in the Ramah, you're allowed to learn from him. Because mitzvahs lav lehenes nitnu. So you're allowed to learn halacha, even if you ask someone b'hanah, you're allowed to learn from him. And against the Ramah there, that says, because mitzvahs lav lehenes nitnu, you can learn from him. Why don't you say, if you learn from him, you learn a halacha, and you go home, and your wife will serve something, and say, I stuck in a milk a spoon, and you'll know to say, oh, it's okay, it's not a ben yoyim. So you'll have hanah from it. Shavetchil shua. Sell a pasha to zele makshav hanah. Shemayra loy isav ehetar psak halacha is muta hachinam yihavakei. The v'sesef hevi b'samad divrei tshuvas harashba v'nishma shalay yagabai. We'll see in the next sif. But the b'zener shchak yerushalmi v'ator shavim. So the Taz is endorsing the opposite gears of the Yerushalmi. He's saying that in the mechaber's case it should be mutter. You're allowed to learn from someone, even if he's asa ba'anah, because mitzvah lav lehenes nitnu. Even though you get a benefit from it, it's still mutter. So when you do ataras nedarim, you're basically asking him a shayla. You're learning a halacha, and if you learn halacha, then it's okay, then it's mutter. That's the shita sometimes.
Even though you're benefiting from the halacha.
Even though you're benefiting.
How is it different if you're guarding an apple, you don't let anyone take it? You say, okay, you can have an apple. You're benefiting him by saying you can have this apple.
That's right, because there's no mitzvah lav lehenes nitnu on eating apples. So you have to know this is really a run in the Darim. I think you'll remember this someday in yeshiva years, if it wasn't too long ago. There's a famous machlekes Duran in the Rajba by mitzvah lav lehenes nitnu. If you ask a hanah from a lake, so it says the way it says by yas tevel by bimay sakshamim. You can travel then in the winter, where you're becoming tahar, you're allowed to eat what you want. So it says, Tabbe Mesek Shamim, because Mitzvah Slav Lahen is Nidu. The law of Yomai Sachama, but you know how to travel in the heat, because then you're deriving the benefit from it. So there, I think it's the Ranshi, to the Ranshi, will argue, if Bishas you do a mitzvah, you have a physical Hanar at the same time. So the Ran says, we say Mitzvah Slav Lahen is Nidu anyway. The chashash there is that it's hot, he'll stay in the water a little longer. But in the etzem din, that a person is going to have a physical benefit at the time that he's doing a mitzvah, there comes agav the mitzvah, we say mitzvah lav lehenes nitnu on that as well. Which would seem to fit here, the person is being matan neder, which is he's asking a shayla, the chacham is telling him it's mutter. There was immediate benefit.
You mean the
heter is the benefit? There's no benefit. Okay. Is there a mitzvah to be matin neder? Is there a mitzvah to ask a shayla? If I have a pot of food, I don't know if it's kosher or treif. You could argue it's a mitzvah. I could throw out the food. But a mekayim, I guess, is part of Talmud Torah to go ask a shayla. Is it a mitzvah? Is the etzem ataras nedarim mitzvah? The question is, when you learn halachis, that's b'etzem a mitzvah, and then you could use it. Maybe ataras nedarim, maybe it's not a mitzvah. Ataras nedarim. Mitzvah to be tar, at the very least, the mitzvah drabanan to be eich l'chulam mitaris alatarim. So it's a good question. Is ataras nedarim a mitzvah? You say. I hear. Right, it's a taina. Maybe that defends a Beis Yosef. It's a good taina. When you're learning halachas, it's a mitzvah. Maybe you have a benefit. It's hataras nedarim be'etzem a mitzvah.
Is it a mitzvah to avoid
an
avera?
What? The mat here is doing a mitzvah. Leaving a taira. It's the one who's done al avanah. Is he doing a mitzvah by asking? I'm not sure. So if it comes out of the mitzvah, that's okay. That's what the Taz holds.
So why is the other side better?
The other side may be like
no,
the
no,
like
no, why, 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 so
The first half, you mean? Okay. So we're done with the Beis Yosef's case. So Beis Yosef's case, again, is a person said, I won't have enough in the city. So he's not, the Beis Yosef says, you're not allowed to have Yishayel to a member of the city. And the Taz holds you could. He says that you can't be shy, you're benefiting from him. And the test says, Torah is not a benefit. A shayla is not a benefit. Now, what about the reverse case? Where a man said, I won't... where a person said, I won't give anor to the city. So that is the other girsa, the Torah's girsa, that you're not allowed to be shayla from a chacham in that city. He's coming, okay. So this is the beginning of the Taz, which is the top of your page, Yerushalmi. The beginning of Ches, the same Taz at the very beginning. Yushami Perakah Shutum Isakei Vator Meviyahu Messiahim Osir B'nei Iroi Olav. What does that mean? Osir, I can see why you can read it two ways. Osir Hanos B'nei Iroi Olav. He asserted the B'nei Iroi on him. Nishalachachim Shebi'er. Is Tanatana Afilu Bikad Maisa Nishalachachim Shebi'er. Even in the first case, where he asserted that he will not give benefit to the city, it's not considered that the chacham is being matter his own neder. Why can't the chacham be matir if someone said, I won't give benefit to the city? It's like he's being matir his own nedarim. Okay. But Beis Yosef Hikshalov. Now we know that Beis Yosef rejects the other pshat, because he asked to Shani Mefer Nidrei Atzmai. What does one have to do with the other? Mefer Nidrei Atzmai means the Chochem is the one who said the neder. Ksiv Layachel Devarai, Layachel Devarai. Chazal Dashi, you can't be Meichel your own words. Aval Achere Meichel Lai. Blakoshemidi Haloi Kaomer Dava BeEmes Mefer Nidrei Atzmai. So the kasha is, it's not Mefer Nidrei Atzmai. The person said, I won't benefit the city. So the Taz, he never meant it's mamish mefer nidrei atzmai. Ela kim mefer b'chaf adimyan. Just like you can't be mefer your own nidarim k'sir negei abadavar. So too, if someone said he won't give you benefit, you're negei abadavar. B'chaf adimyan pirusha kivan shachacham shabir nehena mehetazan. Since the chacham in the city has benefit from this hataras nidarim, da'achar reheta yiyamuta lehenes mizan. Because now he's going to be able to get benefit from this man. And she won't look into it properly. We said to be matir in there, when a Pesach, you have to be miyushin. Sarachian means it requires a person to look into it well. It's mamish like dine mamish. So he says, the Taz says that when but he's going to benefit. He's going to benefit. The person made a neder, he won't give anot to this community. No, if he's not in a neder. No, here the person won't give benefit. But what's the mitzvah? Yeah, but he can't. The taina is that he. No, there's only one there. The person said, I won't give benefit to this shul, to this city. Now, a member of that city is going to be matineh there. The next week, he'll give kiddush and he'll have benefit. You know, he'll make a donation, he'll have benefit. So, the chacham can't be matineh because he's a recipient of the benefit. He said, "The Gabadav, just like Bedine Mominus, he can't answer his own Dine Mominus." Now, the Ein Lahakshus from Rebbe Kiva, a great Kasha. Rebbe Kiva hitter the Kalba Savua Chamav, Haneder. He's the Gabadav. My Kalba Savua said, I'm not going to give Hanoah to Rebbe Kiva. So Rebbe Kiva, Kalba Savua didn't know who he was talking to. But Rebbe Kiva said, if you had known that be Rebbe Kiva, would you have done it? The Perakaf LP. Tiritz Rivan, now listen to the Tiritz. Who lehita ba'atzmai. A neger b'davar is only also to be a yachid mumcha. Elai de tziruf acherim imai. But with two others, it's muta. But he's saying is that the case is the reverse of the mechaber. The person said, I'm not going to give hanor to the city. The chacham can't be matter because he's a recipient. Even then, he's allowed to be one of three. We have this by Mati Nidre Kroivav, or Ishtai, where you're not allowed to be Mati, your wife's neder, but it says that's only to be Yachid Mumcha. To be part of a Vezin of three, it's mutter. So we're not chayshish that you're going to rush into it. So he was Mati with two others. I don't know who they were, but okay. All right, so we have here a double machlokes. The machaba holds its aser when the man asked that he won't get benefit from the city. So chacham can't be matter. The Taz holds the other girsa that when he said he won't give anor to the city, that's when the chacham cannot be matter. These are the two cases.
You're
getting the benefit of a mitzvah. Here you're getting the benefit of a kiddush. You're being matter to that with a mitzvah, but now the chacham. But what's the benefit? What's the hanah? No. Even though it's a mitaka mitzvah matter neder, but if you're going to derive benefit from it, you can't do it. But there, that Taras Nedarim itself is the benefit. There's no second Hanor, there's no Kiddush that follows, right? I'm not getting Hanor from the city. But the Chacham won't have a benefit. He'll have the one who's Mataneh, the always gets benefit.
So,
Mendy's very worried about his piece of kugel. Gandus for you, you're moving to Eretz Yisrael, the kiddush there, they put a table out with some sponge cake and a little soda, and that's all. You don't get no good. That's it, unless you go to the American neighborhood.
Eretz
Yisrael, they put out. You might get some burikis there. Okay, Sivvav. Sivvav. Sivvav Nishba, listen to this. Rachmiel, Sifab is for you. Nishbe Shaloyia Gabai. Oy Nema Meyair. Yeah, a person made a shvur that he had enough of this. I'm not going to be a Gabai. I'm not going to be Nema Shabir, means appointed on the kupa of the air. So, what does it say? Eino Nishal Chacham Shabir. You can't ask by the. You can't go to the Rav of the town, of the shul, and ask him to be Matineh there. So vaita, because you're a negabadavar, and therefore you can't.
If a karov is kosher for a base din, why is someone
okay? So again, it means he can't be the yachid mumcha, but you're right. It's part of the best that he could be.
We said already that you can't. The manenu is no yachid mumcha. Why would we talk about this? Right? We said that a yachid mumcha should not do it.
It's a good question. I don't know the answer.
I can't benefit anyone.
So you have to wait for someone to be born and become 13 years old. I don't know. Yeah, I want you to know, even though it's the strangest thing, Nishpa and Neder are two different things. Now someone makes a Neder, B'loshen Shvua, Shvua B'loshen Neder, it might not be Chal. But the Shulchan Aruch uses Nishba and Neder interchangeably. The Gemara uses it even at times interchangeably. Gemara says, yes, a kash, and it says, oh, it means a shul. Even though it said the word Neder. I don't know. So I guess Lashem B'nei Adam. Okay, Siv Zayin is the Sif. Of the whole Simin, the main rules are in Siv Gimel, where it said relatives can do it, and you can do it at night. And Siv Zayin, which explains the two ways that you could be Mataneder. Explains two ways, and then our meeting is at the Ramah at the end. The two ways of Hataras Nedarim are called Charata, regret, and Pesach, an opening. Charata and Pesach are two totally different things, and we're going to see it now. Charata is only if you can say at the time I didn't think about such and such. Either I didn't think or I didn't realize. Lo yadati or lo samti alev. Either I didn't know a certain fact or You know, I told you last week, yes, I know from someone, you find out that he won the lottery the day before. So that's a Taras Nedar. That's Charata. Lo Yodati. Now, if you ask a Hanah from somebody, he wins the lottery the next day, that's not Charata. In Avi Charata, on that day, there was no reason to have Charata. Charata, again, this Charata and Pesach. Charata is, I didn't know something, or I didn't think of something. Lo Yodati, or Lo Samti Alev. At the time I made the Nedar, at that moment, there was something I didn't think about. Or the example is he Bishas Kasa, a person got angry. He lost himself. He made a neder. So he could say, I was angry, I wasn't thinking. And that is Charata. That's the first. So let's first see Charata. They're both in this sif. Misha Nischarit Be'ikar HaNeder. Ein Sarach Pesach. Somebody regrets the original neder. It does not need a Pesach. El Shishalenu HaChacham. The Chacham asks, "At the Chafetz b'Nedezu, do you want this neder? For any Chafetz by Mischarit Anisha Nodarti, I regret ever making the neder. Umatir loy, it doesn't matter how long, at any time. If he has a Charata Meikara, it works. Miu, however, Sarish Yischarit beIkar Neder, his Charata has to go back to the moment of the neder." He wishes he would have never made the neder in the first place. So now, one of the examples that's given is a doctor tells somebody, you can't have meat. You can't have meat. So he makes a neder not to have meat. And he does it, and he does it for a year, and he loses weight, and he gets his blood, his cholesterol levels in control, and now the doctor says, now you're okay. So he wants to come and say, Charata. So we tell him, Charata? That's not Charata. You're very happy. You're very happy you made the neder, and it works for you. You don't have Charata. And he'll say, if I had known that after a year, things would change. Okay, so that gets to the rules of Pesach. But charata is a very clear thing. It has to be a charata meikar. Another example, someone's mekabel to fast Mondays and Thursdays. He gets older, he gets weaker, it's harder for him. So it's not charata. He's happy he did it. It was a dvar mitzvah that he did. He did a dvar mitzvah. He fasted Mondays and Thursdays. And now he got older. So he needs a Pesach. A Pesach we'll get to now. But charata has to be meikara. Charata has to be charata meikarai from the very beginning, and when charata is clear, it's very clear. It says Pesach needs iyun gadol, but a charata, when it's a clear charata, someone lost himself, he got angry. That's clearly charata. That's charata.
Could you say if I know that if I'm getting older, right, I'm not going to be able to do it. Charata from the beginning, I should never make the neder.
Why? You were very happy that it worked for 6 months. It worked for a year. You were happy about that. That's a Pesach. That something happened later. You know. Right. And look, everyone hopes to get older, but we all imagine we get older, we'll be just as healthy as we are now. You know. What? Yeah. All right. So that's an example they give that you need a Pesach. It's not a charata meikar. Vizar hanoider. Now the neider should be very careful. Lo yoyma mischarit meikarai. Elam kein hu baruloi. Show your rights to shalayot meyalam. Don't tell the chacham that you have charata originally. It's not true. You figure chaparain. The chacham will be mad. It'll be good. Shemloi kein. Ein atarasei atarav. Ubisinet the kol yamav. You know, it's a maisa. If you're going to fool the chacham, you're just fooling yourself. The Chacham, you'll tell you have charata meikara, and he'll be matir, but that's not a hatara. The Chacham's hatara is not more than the siba for the hatara. So till here is charata. If you notice, on all these lines, there are no mefarshim. There's no shach, there's no taz. The gra just says, bina shiakar, and then the meikara. Charata has to be from the origin. That's all. Okay? That's charata. So I said, we're going to get to it. We'll see. I mentioned that the Ramos at the end says what we do. Let's learn through it, and then we'll see what we do. V'meivai mischaret. So option two. Im einay mischaret sarach levakish loy pesach. If he doesn't have charata meikara, there's another way out. You find a door, good way to get out. Loy maloy. Ilu hayisa yodei adavazeh, loy hayisa neider. Had you known, you wouldn't have made a neder. Nimsa haneder neker meikaroi. Okay, now what's a pesach? So he gives an example. Ketzaru ha pesach. Kagai. Shenodar al dovar echad. He made a neder on a certain item. Umafsirim by harbe sheyishol olav. And his relatives are nudging him that he shouldn't have made such a neder. It's not a good idea. Oimrim loy. Ilu yodata sheyafsirim ba kolkach. If you had known they nudge you so much, v'tucha lahasha pneyem, and you wouldn't have an answer, lo yisa neider. V'oimer kein. If he has a Pesach, something happens subsequently that made it mutter, so that's okay. Now, it's impossible to understand this without the Shach Yudalid. Ein zeh noilad. Why don't we say it's a subsequent event? We say in Pesach min noilad. L'kam asif yubeis, shezeh shchiyachu. This is the crucial idea of Pesach. Pesach has to be shchiyach. Now, how shchiyach? So, I'll explain what Shkiach is. The Gemara says the following. Moshe Rabbeinu promised Yisrael that he would stay, he wouldn't go back to Mitzrayim. So the Rabbi Hashem tells him, Mesu Anoshim HaMavakshim Es Nafshecha. So Gemara says, they died, so now he has a Pesach for Ataras Nadarim. If he'd known that they would die, he would not have done. In fact, the Gemara, that's a Pesach Ben Eilad. That's Misa. Misa is not a Davar Ashkiach. So, I mean, everyone dies eventually, but that they should die. The Gemara says that's not a Davar Ashkiach. So Gemara says, no, they didn't die. They became Aniyim. Yehu Yardum Lechseyim. And that's Shkiach. So, doesn't have here. So the Gemara is saying, now listen carefully. Gemara is saying, to say, had I thought they'll die, that's not good enough. That's not good enough. I don't know how old they were at the time, but assuming they were at a normal age, I don't think the person's going to die. But that they have influence by power because they're wealthy and they'll be yardum in the chaseyim. So that is shchiach. Now, the shchiach here doesn't mean it's most likely. It means it's common. It's a common event. Something that's a common event is enough to be paseach b'neder. So this is where, we said before, a pesach needs iyun gadol. It has to be something that's common that, had you thought about it, you would have taken it into consideration. It's not charata. Not at all. Zero. It's not charata. It's a Pesach. No. He made a neder not to go back to Mitzrayim thinking that he can't do it. The point is, of a Pesach is ilu yadata. You had no way of knowing. It's not charata, but it's a ilu yadata. This is the machlaikis when you separate challah. And it gets mixed back into the dough. So we said that's a Pesach. So the Ramah holds it's a Pesach. It's common enough that it's a Pesach. The Taz disagrees. Taz says it's not a Pesach. He'll get back. Who knows? He'll get back. Makes it mix back in. That's not a Pesach. So they're arguing really on the fine line of which things are common. Common means if at the time you made a neder, they said, why are you making that neder? Then don't make it mix back in. If that's something you would have taken into consideration, that is a Pesach. If it's something you wouldn't have taken into consideration, you would have said, what? That's going to happen? I'm not worried about it. In such a case, it's not a Pesach to be Natir and Natir. So Pesach has to be Shchiach, but not usually. Shchiach usually means likely. Here it doesn't mean it's likely it's going to happen. Most of the time you separate dough, it doesn't mix back in. It means it's a common event. Something common that you would have taken into consideration. That's Pesach. We'll worry about that. Let's learn first. I don't want to get confused. The Ramah says that even by a Pesach, we mix in charata. Now, I'm not going to explain it now. The Taz says that this Yeshayimrim is the same as what the Mechaber says at the end, Yeshmi Shayimer, so we'll see it in a minute. V'afilu Pesach sheb'guf ha'neda have a Pesach ketzad. I'm back to the Shulchan Aruch. Kegayin shehinder pleini min achasav im yasa dava pleini. Listen to this. you say, I don't want you to do that. If you do that, you can't have enough of my nechassim. So what are you thinking? What do you think?
He won't do it.
He won't do it. Yeah. You know, your goal is not to aser him. Your goal is to give him, to stop him. So listen to this. I feel the pesach shabu gufa neder have a pesach. Good guy. He deployed me the chassam yasadav aplayni. If you go hang out one more time, you can't have enough of me. Va'avar va'asau. It didn't work. The guy was over. Paisan lai. Ilu yisi yadeh shahaya over al divarecha. La'ya yisan neder. Boy McCain. You hear this?
So
that takes away the original the power. If a guy's enough of a lamdin, so his parents threatened, if you do that one more time, I'll disown you. I make a neder, I make a shmua, I'll disown you. So if he's the Talmud Chacham, he tells them, what are you talking about? It says the Shulchan Aruch, that if I'm over, you can be matter neder anyway, you know. Then they'll promise they won't be matter neder. Okay, now, the Yeshmi. And listen to this last line, which is what the Ramah says we're naiv to do. Yesh mi shematzuch shneyem pesach v'gam charata. This is a shita of the Maram Rutenberg and some rather interesting names, Rabbi Yosef Becharshar and some others that hold that we do both. We're nervous. Is the charata really a charata? So we are ma'ariv charata with the pesach. What we do is if someone comes and says, I regret doing it. Originally, I shouldn't have done it. So, if we're going to be matir, maybe we're making a mistake. Maybe it's not an original charata. So we tell him, if you had known that later you're going to feel that you have charata, would you have made the neder? In other words, we mix the charata in with the Pesach. We tell him, look, if it's true that you wouldn't have done it originally, I'm not sure. But certainly, now you think so. So had you thought, known that later you would feel regret about what you did, would you have done it? Of course not. So, let me just finish the Ramah. V'nagu lahachmir v'lasais mina charata pesach shala'ach ha'shayim v'shem eskare me'ikara oimrim lai. Ilu yidatcha she teskare klum nadarta v'oim alai v'oz matirin lai. Then we're matir for him, and that's the basis of our hanhaga, is that we mix together the lishaynais of Pesach and Charata, because even with Charata we look to do a Pesach.
If he comes with a Pesach, you can mix Charata in.
What do you mean?
If he comes with a Pesach,
you don't need Charata. You have a Pesach. Yeah, okay.
So it's all the way after Pesach.
Yeah, you can make Pesach into Charata, but you can make Charata into Pesach. It's true. Now what? That's right. It's Nekabe Kara. Whatever he did doesn't count. But Rav Shimon said, it's only Neta Me Kara, but kind of Laba. B'shaita, it was still a schus. Right, that was the kasha, that you're gonna undo the challah to Brachla Vatala? No. Well, we have a rule that kindness without a Kabbalah. Yeah, sort of. But, whatever's true is what he says. You know what I mean? Yes, is what's right here. These are all examples of places where he's saying the right answer. Yeah. Okay. Now, the big question here. You can't, because there is no charata. He's telling you at the time I knew what I was doing. It's only a pesach of something that happened subsequently. Or like Moshe Rabbeinu said, I'll be with you. So pashtos, there's no charata meikara because it happened later.
Right. Whatever
happened.
So you don't need charata. You do a pesach alone.
Right. The pesach is clearer. The charata is usually all fuzzy.
We don't do this first stuff like this. We don't say any questions.
You mean Erev Rosh Hashanah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sarah Shon is not the idea. Give me the siddur, please. And the way we do it, Erev Shon is not ideal because we don't really we don't say. What we do is we say If it works, we're doing it. If it doesn't work, we're not doing it. So basically, we're saying we don't know the halacha. Whatever it is, kapish mayagalia, that whatever we're able to be matir, we're matir. That's basically all we're saying. No, that's so speak for yourself. If you're saying it, you should know exactly what you're saying. Okay, okay, okay. What? So it's a very interesting thing. When these hataras nedarims doesn't work, so Mishnah Berurah paskins that all year, if you make a neder, let's say you ma'aseh meidah, I don't mind the nedar for the coming year, called nidre, you ma'aseh meidah. If at the time you didn't realize that you had already been ma'aseh meidah, then it works. It abolishes all upcoming nedar. If at the time you remembered, you said, I know it's ma'aseh meidah, but I afal piked, I want it to be chal. So then your current words are like your previous words. But otherwise not. And it says, afal pikein l'chatzila, you should not rely on it. Needs an explanation of why, maybe next week. But what?
This one, I remember this one done different. This one is the other
one. Right, right. If you're saying this one is chal, it doesn't uproot the whole Messias Meidah. For other ones, it still works. And right. Right. I once had, I got in trouble, nobody agreed with me, I still think I'm right. We were sitting together and somebody had a Shaila about Gebrocht, you know, he got married into a family, that he's Gebrocht and they're insulted, he wants to be Matan Eder. So I said to him, it depends when your birthday is. If your birthday is between Rosh Hashanah and Pesach, you have to be Matan Eder. If your birthday is between Pesach and Rosh Hashanah, you don't have to be Matan Eder. So he looks at me like I'm nuts. He says, well, I can't do it my birthday. I said, look, the year you became Bar Mitzvah, or Mufla Sabach Leish, you became 12, but whatever year that was, what happened first? If your Bar Mitzvah was before Rosh Hashanah, you were Maisa Maidah. And then when you kept Gebrocht, you were Maisa Maidah. It's not an Eder. But if that year, if your Bar Mitzvah was Rosh Hashanah and Pesach, then when you turned Bar Mitzvah, first you made your Neder, you kept Gebrocht, and then you were Maisa Meidah. So it doesn't work, I'm afraid. So it should depend. When, you agree with me? It's double posh, what I'm saying. No? You don't agree? It depends where your birthday is. If your birthday is between Pesach and Rosh Hashanah. What? No, it's a mistake. It says here, there are a few mistakes in the Lashon. First of all, the old Lashon said Afilu Nazira Shimshin. I think the Art Scroll changed it. Chutz min Nazira Shimshin. Where is it? It doesn't say anything about it. Does it say something about Nazira Shimshin here? No, here it says the Art Scroll Nusach Sfarad says call me the Nazir Shekabalti Yalai Afilu Nazir Shimshin. Nazir Shimshin has no Hatara, so it's a mistake. Maybe in Ashkenaz they changed it to Chutz Min Nazir Shimshin and not in Sfarad. I don't remember what they did. They did something, but Rapam skipped it. He skipped the whole Nazir Shimshin. Said he said, you know, he's not sure if he made the Torah, but Nazir Shimshin, he's sure he didn't make it. So he would skip the Nazir Shimshin. If I recall correctly, he also says skipped. I do it. So I think he used to do it. What says Duna Rabbeisai Yevshel Lefartan Ki Rabim Heim? He skipped Ki Rabim Heim. Not Rabim Heim. He made a lot of Nedarim. Some people do. Some people always saying I'm going to go learn. I'm going to go do this. It's a Neder. If you're careful, always to say Bli Neder. So what's Ki Rabim Heim? It's Rabim Heim. But all right. I'm sorry. Then also it says Eizan Hagataiva. And here you have to know what the halach is. If you do an haga taiva intending to stick with it, you have an haga taiva and your intention is to do it on a permanent basis, then even one time it's a neder. The only time a hanhaga taiva needs three times is if you didn't intend to do it on a regular basis. You did it as a chumra, you did it, you never, no intention of makabalin. Then if you do it three consecutive times, then it's a neder.
That's
Hanhaga taiva. You haven't lied this year. You had a new list of Anhagas Taivis. Okay, maybe you're right.
Yep.
He didn't just the ab. I got news here. The 13-year-olds are serious about their frumkeit. It's only when they get a little older that they become cynical. You know, yeah. Yeah. Very good. Good. If I said Bukhar held the Shchiach, that they'll come. Very good. Very good. Okay, very geschmack. If you had known you're going to marry into such a family, would you? What? How does what fit in? Sfarad? What's wrong? You're being matan neder lemafreya for any shilas that come up today and on. You want to be mevatel past. So from now and on, it's as if you were mevatel the past. If you're mechayiv yourself a malchus or a carbon, you're pata from now and on. That's what he says. You're pata from now and on. That's the way it works. Okay. The if he kept it, I'll smidig amakim. Yeah. If there are two menhagim and he kept it, then maybe not. Okay. All right. Did he move? He went to yeshiva. I don't know. Okay, the million-dollar question is, does every neder, except at Dvar Mitzvah, but does every neder, every single neder has a Pesach or a Charata? I never saw someone come for a Torah Sandarim, almost never, and it wasn't given to him. Like, you always find a way out. Is it true that every single one has a Heter? Now, not at Dvar Mitzvah. If someone... he was mekabel on himself to make some Kriya Shmo all the time or something, you know, there's nothing to do. But
absolutely certain
when he made the neder, then does every neder have a way out? That's the shayla. The Shlomo Zalman in the Bicha Shlomo on Nedarim, the first piece is on this question. Very interesting piece. It was printed also in the Tshuvis, Tshuva Lamed, in the first volume. It's interesting. It starts with the Mishnah in Perkei Avos, which I'll get to in a minute. I just want to talk about Nedarim first. He asked this question. He says, especially if you make Charata into a Pesach, look, if the person's coming to you, he obviously wishes he would have never done it. So now you tell him, had you known originally that later you would regret it, would you have done it? So it just has to be a shtikl shchiach, and anything that's a benefit to him, it would seem that you could almost always be matter such a neder. He even says, in the case that's brought here in the Paiskim, where the doctor said, don't eat meat, it's not good for you. He made a neder, and he went for a year, he didn't eat meat, he became healthier. So he said, that's not a charata. So Mizama writes, if I be there, I tell him, do you have charata? You didn't make the neder lizman. You should have made asin meat. You should have made asin meat lizman. So then it's a charata because I could have done it lizman. So a tamachok would always tweak the pesach or the charata to make it into something. I mean, obviously he's coming now. He has his legitimate charata. So you can always do it. So Shlomo Zalman brings two rayas that there's such a thing, and then he tries to figure out how it could be. Very interesting rayas. That there's a neder that's impossible to be matter. One is Aran and Ksuvis Daf Samach Gimel. They're both in Ksuvis. He must have learned Masechta when he was Mayan into this. There's a case there of a Mayrid B'Ishtai. Mayrid B'Ishtai means a man who abandons his wife, who or even they live in the same house, but he's not willing to have relations with her. He doesn't take care of her. So Chazal made a knas of 3 dinarim a Shabbos. They added to the ksuba, as long as they're married b'ishtai, 3 dinar a Shabbos. How much a dinner? 192 prutas. So, it's like, all right, $6 a week. Today it's not that much money, but it adds up over 10 years. So they made a knas. Good, that's the Mishnah. The Ram says, why doesn't it include, in the cases of Meir De'ishtai, the Knas, another case that it says there in the Mishnah, someone is Mudar Hanoa Me'ishtai. He made a neder that he's not going to have any benefit from his wife. That's also a Meir De'ishtai. He made a neder, he won't have benefit from his wife. So why in that part of the Mishnah, why does it say we give him a Knas, 3 nedarim a week? So the Ran answers, by a Meirid B'ishtai, we give him the knas, it's not a punishment, it's in order to get him to change, in order to get him to stop his behavior. But he made a neder, Mayesh Loi Lasais, Mayesh B'yodei Lasais, the Ran says. We made a neder, what do you want from him now? The 3 nedarim is not punitive, it's to be an incentive for him to stop. He says, Mayesh Loi Lasais. Mayesh B'yodei Lasais. Rosh Hashanah says, what do you mean? Let him go. Tachacham ibimata neder. So Rosh Hashanah says, it's a raya. That in the Durham that don't have a Pesach. What? He doesn't want to. He doesn't really have karata.
He doesn't want to.
Happy. Well, maybe it's a good time. He doesn't want to. You tell him to have karata, he doesn't have karata. So we're not going to cancel him because he doesn't want to have karata. Okay. Right here. Rav Shlomo Zalman brings this raya. He brings a second raya from Daf Ayin Aleph. It's a very interesting set of halachas there in Ksubis. If a man makes a neder against his wife, he won't have enough from his wife, so we punish him. There's no knas, but he has to give her a get if she wants, and he has to pay the ksuba. He has to give her a get, even though a woman Midnight Torah can't demand a get, even the Ron can't demand a get, but if he's Maider Ana, she can demand a get, and he has to give her a get with the ksuba. Then it says, if a woman made a neder, she won't have enough from her husband, and the husband was not made for the neder, well, not only she won't have enough from her husband, she made a neder, I won't eat peiros, no more fruit. And the husband wasn't made for the neder. He heard it and he wasn't made for neder. So Remeya says, her health, her eating is the consummation. It says, Hunasan Yadea Beinah, he poked her in the eye. He poked her in the eye. What's he doing? He's not made for her neder. Fight or we punish him. So I looked at my class, I told him, you see, whatever happens, it's the husband's fault. He makes the neder, it's his fault. She makes the neder, he says, that's what you want? Fine. So, that's what you want? Fine. You can have, you don't eat payers? Don't eat payers. So, it's invite to his fault. Whatever happens, it's his fault. So, Frecht of Shlomo Zalman, she can be mata neder. Why did he tell her, I wasn't made for? Go to Chacham, he'll be mata neder. So, he brings a raya again, that the other dorm, that you can't be mata neder. This raya is a better raya, maybe. He brings a raya that there's some nedarim he can't be matan neder, but he has a hard time finding where a person who asked the teiris, why can't he be matan neder? And why is she having charata? She's saying there's not so much to eat, or I didn't know I'd want it so badly, or I wanted to lose weight, now I lost weight, or I don't know. Yeah. No, this happened later. At the time, the marriage was good, and this happened many years into the marriage. Yeah. Yeah. Fine. So therefore, it's a Pesach. No, it's a neder. But no, you say I'm not going to sleep 3 days. It's a shvur shav. But not eat peiros. You could eat. Well, peiros includes wheat, maybe. But you could eat chicken. You could eat meat. Anyway, at any rate, that's the that's Rosh Hashanah Zalman's rayas.
If one who makes a neder, he says, I'm never
going to
have karot on this. I'm never
going to
have a Pesach.
That's what Rav Shlomo Zalman says. So Rav Shlomo Zalman says, I'll tell you an echetim. There's a Mishnah in Perkei Avis, I think Perek Dalet, towards the end of Perek Dalet. where it says that not to appease someone b'shas kasai and not to be in the menachem b'shas shemesai lefanav. It also says al tishal b'shas nidrei. When he's making the neder, don't tell him. Let's be matan neder. That's pshat. Be making the neder, don't matan. So Rav Shlomo Zalman brings, I think Rav Yain is pirish there, that a person makes a neder, he gets good and angry. So he says, you, whatever. He lashes out and he makes a neder. So he says, don't tell him now you can be matan neder. Why? So tell him be matan neder, he'll say, and I promise I won't be matan neder. So if he's going to promise I'm not going to be matan neder, Shlomo Zalman says, that's the case. Well, you can't be. Because Kasha, I don't know, but he brings a raya that, because the second thing he's saying, even though I'm in a kas, I want it to stick. The second was the same kas, I guess. Anyway, so he brings a raya from there that's a chiddush. You read this, it means just about every case, that's not a bar mitzvah, just about every case, it can be matan neder. I'll tell you what bothers you. At the end, you wonder, why does the Torah require a yachid mumcha? A bezdin of three. If Hatorah Sadarim, you're afraid they'll make a mistake. If it's complicated, I understand. But turns out, you have to do it right. If you don't know what you're doing, it doesn't work. But it sounds like a relatively easy thing to do. Just about every person has Hatorah Sadarim. Has it? It's a Chiddush Hatorah that Afal Pi Kein. We'll revisit this question, but that's what comes out. So you have to remember all this for, 72 hours till we're going to be Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, till you're not there. So remember, if you do have a specific neder on Wednesday, when you do the neder, you should be mefarit, at least to one of the three. You can tell the wife that you should be a shliach. Yeah.